The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're talking about it seems to me, interesting and important topic that we sort of wandered into somewhat accidentally. I guess partially because I think we had a call about Alzheimer's, and I had shared the story that I had an aunt who had had a very tough life, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and her doctor told her that, and when there was no medication, there was no treatment at all, which I always felt was a bit immoral. And this was initiated by an article that said that most doctors felt that their patients should know, but most doctors did not tell their patients. So I just thought, all right, we'll ask people. And would they want to know about... It morphed from Alzheimer's to knowing anything medical, including, and then it sort of came, would you want to know the time or the day of your death? And you can hear that the opinions are kind of a split. Pam then called to say, well, she had a potentially fatal disease, and did she want to know that she actually was carrying the gene for it? And at this point in her life, she's decided no. Dawn has now called with the other side of the coin, which is, would you want to know, and would your loved ones want to know? Because that's the other part, right? If you're in a relationship, if you're in a marriage, if you're in a family, if you're in a work relationship, what about the people that you leave behind for them to be prepared? And is that part of your thinking? And Dawn's call, I think, at least brings up that other perspective of, well, you may not want to know, but I think Don is feeling that he would have preferred, yes, knowing that she was, it sounds like no one knew until they opened her up, that she was really on borrowed time, and it sounds like even when they did, they weren't aware of how short the time was. But you're saying that you would have preferred knowing earlier and more, yes?
You talking to me now?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But that way, change the subject and talk about myself. What about 30 years ago, I had left my first wife with three young adult children. And they have always blamed me for that because their mother said that I didn't leave her, I left them. And she and I had gone through three or four psychologists that was always recommended by me, but she didn't believe them. Bottom line, she had neurotic love. Now let's talk about my three daughters. I've been an outcast this time. I have some relationship. I have not been with my three daughters, who are now in their 40s and one is 50, for 12 years at one time. Now, because they were kind of, when I was going through what I had gone through, then they're showing attention to me and going through what I'm going through because they had met my new wife through them, and they thought she was awesome and wonderful, and we were a good match. But with their concern for me, then I bring up, you know, I haven't been with you three girls for 12 years, you know, and I practically never give any Father's Day cards or birthday cards because they blame me. They assumed I was having an affair, which I never had. And to me, any man that has an affair, you can't trust him with anything. To me, the honesty, integrity, ethics is across the board. Anyway, so now my daughters have decided that they're going to get together and take me to Vegas as soon as we can work it out. And so... it's almost because they've known I've had two mini strokes and are now on PIAs, and my family history is I'm way beyond what men and women in my family normally live to, including brothers and fathers and aunts. So I didn't tell them that I'm going to go anytime, but I think they got the attention, you know.
Well, but let me break this down into a couple different parts. Divorce is tough, and I think that I'm sad that your ex-wife decided to make it about the kids, because it really never is. On the other hand, that hopefully during that time that you continue to be in touch with the kids, and
one way.
Well, but you know that look, kids. Kids are still kids, and we have obligations, as you point out, that as adults we have a sense of an inner compass that says what's right and what's wrong, and we need to adhere to that, because even if our kids are our little monsters, that we do the right thing because it's the right thing, and staying in touch with your kids and reassuring them that you love them and trying to see them, while it can be difficult and heartbreaking, it's still the job. That's the job description. That's what a parent does. Even when it's difficult, and even when their co-parent is being a creep about it. So that's number one. Number two, if these kids are in their 40s now, that means that for a long period of time that they had the option of being in touch or not, and presumably not underneath their mom's jurisdiction and sort of umbrella. But at this moment, I think, I mean, don't look back. Don't focus on what you've lost, because the more you focus on what you lost, the more you lose, because you're always looking back, and every day that you look back, you don't have that day for yourself. So if your daughters want to take you to Vegas, go to Vegas.
Oh, sure.
I mean, and have a good time, and understand that it was their loss as well, and you don't have to vilify their mom, even though she was clearly not a very nice person and not focusing on what was important for the kids, that she was hurt, and so she wrapped herself in motherhood in the flag, which is an inappropriate thing to do. It's not uncommon, but it's inappropriate. But and as you say, Don, I think you have a very different perspective because of what you went through with your wife, of that people, none of us have guarantees. We all have expiration dates written on our forehead. We just don't read them. We don't know what the barcode says. So if your kids want to take you, don't wait too long. Decide that off you go and have a good time.
Oh, any question about that is just now getting our schedule together now.
All right. Well, don't wait too long, baby kids.
I never had the problem. It was their problem.
No, I hear. Well, but it was your problem too, because it was heartbreaking for you, and I'm glad that everybody's getting a chance to put something together here.
Well, fortunately, they came to love my wife that I was only married to for 12 years.
Well,
she had been a widow married 42 years when we got married.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you
she
guys had
trained.
You guys trained. had 12 wonderful years.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, Don, I'm glad you called, because it's a different perspective, and I think it's a useful one to think about. Okay, you may not want to know, but there may be people in your life who would be grateful for the chance to make amends, or to say goodbye, or to spend time with you, or whatever it is that seems important.
I wanted to ask you, and I got in the Alzheimer's study, even though I wouldn't know what medicines I was getting or what they're helping.
What state do you live in?
Florida.
Okay. Well, they're usually called double blind studies, Don. And not only do you not know, but the researchers don't know either.
Yeah, that's exactly. I went through a 3-hour test. They want to be sure that I don't have any signs yet.
Well, that's reassuring. Good for you.
Yeah. And then they're following, older people, that want to know.
Well, good luck. I wish you all sorts of interesting experiences.
In my case, I'll be lucky to live long enough to get Alzheimer's.
Well, there is that. Listen, Don, I'll tell you my story. That women in my mother's family live well into their 90s. My father's the oldest man in his line. For his father, his grandfather, his uncles, he didn't have brothers. But the longest they lived was 63. My father died 2 years ago at the age of 91, three weeks short of his 91st birthday. My brothers bought a life insurance policy on him at 55, so they were ready to throw him under a bus. But he outlived. I bet on you, Don. Sir, thanks for your call and your perspective. I appreciate it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, this has been one of those topics that has really blossomed into something, I think, pretty special. So, I mean, you guys don't have to agree with me, but why would you not? All right, 855-99-37569. If you have something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, 855-99-37569. So let's finish this up, shall we?
Let's do it. We'll continue on with Peggy.
Peggy would want to know the day of her death only if it's good news.
That you're not going to die? Okay.
Stephanie says, I would want to know the date of I would want to know the date if my cause of death is preventable, like a car accident or something. I would choose not to drive that day.
Well, that's an interesting concept, isn't it? I mean, in theory, okay, you've just taken us into a different realm, you little Dickens, too. Which gets us back to the first question of, if you go into a doctor and he says, wow, you know, you've got 3 months to live. First of all, that doesn't mean anything. I have a friend who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and was told had 8 months to live and is now 2 years into life. So, as Don points out, he had a wife who went in for what they assumed was kind of minor surgery, and the surgeon came out of the OR and said, can't do it. She's gone, and was gone 10 days later, including 3 days of being comatose. So, that these estimates are best guesses at best. But the idea of, it's the old, the old Bible story of the guy who meets death on the road. But, I don't remember the story well enough, but the idea being when your number's up, and there's not much you can do about it. So, but the idea being that I guess a fortune teller or something saying, yes, I can see you. I mean, the issue is credibility, isn't it? Of do we believe that someone is actually going to be accurate about telling us how and when and why? And I suppose even the most brash fortune teller is not going to say, around 2:32 Eastern Time on July 18th in the year 2090. I mean, probably not going to be quite that specific, mm-hmm. but... it's an interesting question of and the idea being if it's predetermined, can you change something that's predetermined? Almost by definition, not. There you go.
Bill says, I would want to know because I'd be able to deal with enemies the day before. Plus, I would have short sentencing.
All right, so that was, as I said, I had a friend who had pancreatic cancer, and he'd lived a very, it wasn't all that modest, but he bought himself a Porsche, he bought his mother a diamond bracelet. I mean, he went into debt, with the idea being, I don't know what the law specifically says. In the old days, it used to be that your credit card debt was retired when you did. I don't think that's true anymore, and probably because a lot of people did exactly that. But let me just sort of share this one thing so I don't forget it, and then we'll finish these two up, which is that whole issue of someone saying, well, if I knew that I was going to die, it would make me very sad because of my kids, not being able to see my kids grow up. And I actually had a bunch of years, as I said, I've done a bunch of interviews in the last couple of weeks for reasons that are not terribly clear. And one of they asked about memorable calls. And this one's a little tricky to share because it sounds so downbeat, even though I didn't view it. I still don't view it as that. But a woman called up. She was 32 years old, and she had been diagnosed with a brain tumor. And she was separated. She had 3 young kids. And we talked about how she was going to manage that. And I said, well, first of all, you're going to have to tell your kids because they know that something's wrong. And you're not going to be able to hide it. And I said, if it hasn't already happened, your kids are going to start figuring out reasons not to go to school. They're going to have headaches or sore throats or stomach aches. And she said, how did you know? And I said, because they're afraid that you're going to die when they go off to school. And they're going to come home and you won't be there. So you have to find out. The first thing you have to find out from your doctor is exactly what the stage, what the signposts are going to be. Not even symptoms, but for example, are you going to lose eyesight? What are going to be the signposts along the way? Then I think you're going to have to get in touch with your ex, and because he's going to be the one who's going to have to take over. So regardless of what your issues are at this moment, I think you're going to have him integrated into the family life better than he is now, because he's going to, you want some kind of vaguely orderly transition to the kids, regardless of what your own personal feelings are at this moment. Number three, then you can sit with the kids and say, look, I'll make you a deal. When I think that we're in the last week or whatever, and these are going to be the signs, and you can be very honest with the kids, and you're going to have to make your doctor be honest with you, and he's not going to want to do that, or she's not going to want to do that very much. But tell them how important it is. Then you can say to your kids, all right, here, you go ahead to school, and I'll tell you when I need for you to stay home and be with me. And you need to be honest with them, because they're going to be so anxious that they're not going to learn anything at school. And the kids are really pretty resilient if they know that, okay, mom's sick, but she's going to be okay today, and she's going to tell me when I can't go to school anymore so I can stay home and hold her hand or read to her or whatever. And then we talked about what kind of legacies she could leave the kids. And we talked about making videotapes and audio tapes for, here's, you know, what I want you to know the night before your wedding, or the night before you have your first child, or the night you graduate from college. And we really sort of organized a whole plan for her about how she could do a bunch of things. First of all, she could lessen the anxiety with her kids, fill her days, her remaining days, with things that made sense to her, that projected her memory into their future and gave her some sense of thinking about it, and if not being there in person, at least being there in spirit. And it was really, you can see why it was, or maybe you can see why it was such a memorable call for me. And in some ways, incredibly life-enhancing, because she was willing, she wasn't really afraid of dying. She was upset about leaving her kids. And so we figured out ways of dealing with that particular anxiety in a way that made sense to her and would make sense to the kids and give her a lasting legacy, because that's all any of us get. I was reading something that said, on the off chance that we're not going to live forever, maybe we need to plan some specific things. So, and I thought that was one of those really memorable calls, because you could hear that it literally gave her a different and newer lease on life, the life that she still had, as opposed to worrying all the time. Okay. So I guess that means we've got what, a couple more to finish up?
We just got one more. We can take care of it right here. Dwayne just says, no, not really, Ben. I would be rushing to do things.
Well, that maybe not be such a bad idea. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed, 855-99-37569. Amber, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Amber.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you today, Cookie?
I'm good.
How am I going to help you?
Well, I was just trying out. I was on your show in, I believe, 1999. Maybe it was 2000.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know if, how I could see it.
The TV show, you mean, huh?
Yeah. My ex-husband and I were guests on your show.
I'm just trying to think where you might be able to get in touch with it. I don't. My mother has it. I suppose we get you in touch with my mom. It might be on YouTube. Did you try Googling Dr. Joy Brown Show? Do you
I
know
did.
What date? And it didn't. Nothing came up.
a bunch of stuff came up, but it wasn't nothing on there for that I could watch it or find out where to get it or anything, and I just wanted to see it.
You might be able, and this is kind of a long shot, but I think the Museum of Television actually has a copy of every TV show ever done. So that might be a good shot.
Okay.
It's IMARC Entertainment, so they might have. You know, it's a good question. I'm not sure I actually know. Do you know what date you were on?
No, I don't. It was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
About 15 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. I'm trying to think who else might have it. IMARC, it was a division of CBS, so they might have it. Let me see what happens when I Google IMARC Entertainment. Somebody's got to have it. IMARC Entertainment. Let's see what happens. Bert DeBrow was the producer. Let's see what it says here.
IMARC.
Yeah, IMARC Entertainment. Group W is television distributor of CBS. King World. You know, I might get in touch with them. They're probably going to want to know. That it's also got 2001 on YouTube. Did you check YouTube?
Yes.
Didn't have it, huh?
No, ma'am.
I try IMARC because that was the production company.
Okay. Okay. Well, I sure appreciate your help.
Well, I haven't been terribly helpful. What did we talk about? What was the show about?
My ex-husband did a lie detector test.
For paternity?
No, he was cheating.
Did he pass the test?
I believe I was 17 at the time, and he was, I guess, 26. We're from Texas, and we flew into the show.
You know what? I'll see if I can find an email for Bert DeBrow as well, and see if he has any copies of the show.
Awesome.
All right. See if I can find it. If I can, I'll tell you what. There may be people. My listeners are terrific. I mean, for the month I was not on the air. Apparently there was a black market, I suppose we should call it brown market, trading of podcasts. And the only reason I know about it is a bunch of people got in touch with me and said that they, you know, they'd met somebody late at night and they had a password and they would swap podcasts. So if I had to guess, I would guess that somewhere there's a listener somewhere who's got a copy of those other than my mother. But let me see if I can get in touch with Bert and see if he has any of the copies of them. It would be helpful. Go back and look if you can, and at least remind me of what month you flew into New York, if you can, or what the it sounds like it was the name of the program probably would have been My Cheating Husband or something like that, right?
Probably so, or maybe the lie detector test.
Unfortunately, I think we did a lot of lie detectors on a lot of people. All right, but let me see but if you can narrow down, I would get in touch with the Museum of Broadcasting, which is in New York, and they have great archives, so they may be able to trace it down for you. I'll get in touch with Bert, get in touch with IMARC Entertainment, and if you can, figure out what month you flew to New York. That would help, because we did a 3-2-2 schedule where we do three shows one day, two the next, and two the next, and then we'd have an off week. So if you can give us more, if you can tell me more or less what month you came to New York, then we can probably narrow down. We know that it obviously didn't air before that date, so.
Right.
See what we can do. The other thing you may want to do is get in touch with the radio station in the CBS affiliate, although not all the stations who carried it were CBS, and see if they have an archive of it. Because I think the FCC has to keep, I think according to FCC rules, that you have to keep shows. I don't know how long. I don't know if you have to do it for 15 years, but it's so easy to do digitally that they may have done it.
Okay.
Okay. Are you still with the dude?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Why is it coming up at this moment? You're just kind of trying to remind him that, of what you looked like when you were 17?
No, actually, I just wanted to see it. You know, it's been a long time ago. Our son is going to be 17 in August, and, you know, we've been split up for, I guess, 14, 15 years.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to see it. That was it.
All right, well, tell you what, if you find it.
I didn't want to watch it. It was, you know, it was very painful.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been a long time, and I hear.
I'll tell you what, if any of that's successful, let me know. And in the meantime, if any of my listeners were religious about keeping copies of the show, do let me know. And if you can get any more information, either send me an email or just call me back and let me know about it. Because, you know, any information you can get me, we can probably narrow it down a little bit. Because I did a whole season.
Okay.
So that's 26 or 28 shows. But I'll bet Bert has it. Let's see if I can get a hold of Bert. It means we'd have to go through it, but we'll figure out something. All right, so I'll get in touch with Bert. You get in touch with IMARC and the Museum of Broadcasting in New York. And I'll see what we can find. All righty?
Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Amber.
You have a good day.
Thanks, kiddo. I know. My mother was terrific about keeping track of that stuff. I just don't know where most of it is. I'm the only person I know who doesn't really have this huge scrapbook of stuff. Maybe I'll go and ask Mom what she did with it, but my sister probably burned it. Oh, well. Well, this seems to be National Nostalgia Day. You know, can we find out what we did? Speaking of which, My affiliate I'm just trying to remember exactly where they came from, but I just got a nice letter from them that there was a change in ownership, and the new owners kept my show, and so I just got an email from them, and I sent them an email saying, hey, thanks for keeping me, and he said, we love your program, you keep us all in check, for Larry Steele, OMWELE. So there we go. Thank you, Larry.
Very cool.
Yeah, we really love hearing that. We really do. I keep everybody honest, but somebody's going to know. Somebody has a copy of all those TV shows. There are a lot of them. We were on 5 days a week, and we did I think 26 weeks. So mom has got them somewhere. Well, we'll just have to shake mom up a little bit. Okay, 855-993-7569. Oh, you know, I do have something I want to share with you at this very moment. As soon as I can pull it up, which is, I mentioned that last week I did an interview for an hour before the program, and if you now go to podcast1.com, Up Close and Far Out, I think you put it on Facebook, is that right, Manny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That there's about an hour interview with me that Michael Harrison did, who's the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine. So it's on podcast1.com, right? So podcast1.com, Up Close and Far Out. And apparently it was just put up today. So that'll be good. And you can find out some things about me that you perhaps didn't know. And you can now blackmail me, or at least in this particular case, brownmail me. 855-993-7569. We'll see if we can't find Amber her TV show. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this is meant without judgment per se, but it occurs to me, and you'll see why in a minute, that this may be National Low Rent Day, all right? First of all, it's National Beer Day, it's National No Housework Day, and National Coffee Cake Day. If that weren't enough, it turns out that in this day in 1933, Prohibition was repealed for beer of no more than 3.2% alcohol by weight, 8 months before the 21st Amendment, before Prohibition actually ended. So you can see, all right, we got a theme here. Eisenhower gives his domino theory speech during a news conference. Get it? Dominoes. In 1967, Roger Ebert published his first film review. Okay, right? Movies were, what, $2 then? The Internet's symbolic birth, which I'll tell you about in a minute because it's incredibly complicated, started today. All right. Now, in addition to that, Burger King is picking up a tab for an Illinois couple's Burger King wedding because her name is King and his is Burger. And they've known each other since fifth grade, and they were always called Burger King. The wedding is going to be, I think, sometime in July, and Burger King is picking up the tab for, I think, the food. It's not saying whatever else is. But they had their picture taken. So you hear this. It's in Springfield, I guess, Springfield, in Illinois. It's going to be held July 17th in Jacksonville. There you go. They found each other, and the story found us. The company felt compelled to help the happy couple celebrate their upcoming marriage. They accepted the company's proposal on Monday. They announced their engagement this spring with a photo next to the sign at a Burger King restaurant. A woman's name usually comes first in engagement announcement, but they decided to flip their names. All right, so you can see. You get my gist here? Okay. Here's... A man returned a 75-pound bag of money and receives $5,000. We returned the it was from a it was from an armored truck. Nobody can figure out exactly how the 75-pound bag of money bounced out of the truck onto the highway. He picked it up and returned it. They gave him $5,000. They will not say how much was in the. In the bag, but they said a small bag that's about the size of a steak, which presumably a steak doing very big, was $22,000. So you figure from that, this is a 75 pound of money. It was probably what you'd say, at least $100,000. Who knows? I mean, it's hard to tell. But $5,000 seems a kind of modest reward. And obviously, he wasn't doing it for a reward, but it does seem a little on the chintzy side. And then in a really stupid story, although, you know, maybe I'm not even going to include it because it's sad as well as being sort of low rent. So today is a low rent kind of day, right? So if you're today may not be the day to get a $430 million lottery ticket, but maybe a $5 million lottery ticket. I don't know. They all just seem like okay. There could be big payoffs and small payoffs, and this was just a small payoff. All right, I need to tell you about this because it really is sort of interesting. As I said, this was supposedly the day that the internet was launched. All right, and let's see what they have here. What they said that it's an RFC. RFC stands for Request for Comments, which is a publication of the Internet Engineering Task Force and the Internet Society, which are the principal technical development and standard-setting bodies for the Internet. Okay? So, it turns out that this is apparently how the Internet started. There were engineers and computer scientists in the form of a memorandum describing methods, behaviors, research, or innovations applicable to the working of the Internet and Internet-connected systems. It's submitted either for peer review or to convey new concepts or information, or sometimes jokes. They adopted some of the proposals published as RFCs, as Internet standards. Okay, RFC being a request for comment. They were invented by Steve Crocker in 1969 to help record unofficial notes on the development of ARPANET. They've since become the official document of Internet specifications, communications, protocols, procedures, and events. Okay, so you can see that this was, the Internet was, no, I know Al Gore says he invented it. It was clearly a kind of geek project. The global community of computer network researchers in general, they typewrote their work, circulated hard copies, and many of the early RFCs were actual requests for comments and were titled as such to avoid sounding too declarative and to encourage discussion. They leave questions open and written in a less formal style. It's now typical of Internet draft documents, the precursor step before being approved as an RFC. Did you know it was this complicated?
No. I didn't know that it was this, like, in-depth.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
It was written at the University of California and published on April 7, 1969. Although written by Steve Crocker, the RFC emerged as an early working group discussion between Steve Crocker, Steve Kerr, and Jeff Rolofson, none of whom I've ever heard of. And so they started calling this the Network Working Group. Doesn't exactly roll off your tongue. It was a loose association interested in the project. In fact, it included anyone who wanted to join the meetings and discussion about the project. A lot of the subsequent RFCs came from from UCLA, because it was one of the first interface message processors. And then Stanford also joined in. You could see California was a big deal on this. All right, the rest is sort of vaguely gobbledygook. They assigned every RFC a serial number. It's never rescinded or modified. Hence, everything on the Internet has always been eternal. All right. Apparently, in 2010, which is, 41 years after the fact, the RFC editor function was moved to a contractor. In 2011, Heather Flanagan was hired as the permanent RFC series editor. And they created an oversight committee. So you can see the Internet was really a very kind of informal, geeky kind of, let's get a barn and put on a show kind of thing, which I find sort of charming. Don't you? I mean, it is today. And the underpinnings of it were just it almost sort of sounds like the earliest version of Facebook, of people just getting together and thinking, hey, what if we did this? And sort of everybody, it was very democratic. There was really, it was done informally for 40 years. And that's hard to believe. Something as ubiquitous was so informal. And again, it sort of, I think, falls into my categorization of today being kind of a low rent. Not low rent in terms of being bad, but just low rent in terms of being not very sophisticated and not very expensive. I mean, it's National Beer Day. What can I tell you? We'll dedicate it to Manny. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.